What this means, of course, is that you will get the most out of these lectures. If before or after, or ideally for that matter, both before and after, you read the texts that we'll talk about. That's the way to really understand what's going on with Plato and Aristotle. You may listen to me, you may listen to other people talk about it, but primarily what you've got to do is immerse yourself in the texts and discover the joy of trying to figure out and work through the texts on your own, even if with the help of a teacher or a friend. I know, of course, that not all of you have the leisure or inclination to do that. Some of you are not able to do that. So that one of the things I'll be doing is suggesting very short reading selections that will help you by giving you a limited, but I hope a good sense, of what Plato is about and help you follow through the specific arguments and views that I will be talking about in the selections that I make from these texts. In the lectures, I will be referring to these passages by a standard method of pagination for Plato and Aristotle that I'll explain in the accompanying notes, so that you'll be able to locate the passages no matter what edition or translation of the philosophers you happen to be using. In these notes, I'm going to be suggesting what I think are some of the best translations and editions that you can be using, but really any will do, and you can follow my lectures by means of this standard uniform method of pagination that everybody uses, which I'll be explaining in the accompanying notes. Now, if you haven't time even for this, that is, if you find that your life is so busy that you can't really even read a little bit of Plato and Aristotle, I don't want you to be discouraged. I'm going to try to see to it that you still get a lot out of these lectures, and then I'll hope, as all of us who love Plato and Aristotle always do hope, that you'll be moved, or seduced, essentially, to want to go back and read the masters themselves at some later point. One last caveat. This course of lectures is, perforce, simply an introduction. Both Plato and Aristotle were extraordinarily prolific writers, and necessarily in this short space of time, we won't be able to cover the entire body of their writing. They were, furthermore, thinkers with an extraordinary breadth of interest, who covered a wide variety of philosophical topics, having to do with metaphysics, that is, the study of being or the study of the world as we find it, with epistemology, what it is that we can know about the world, having to do with ethics, questions of how we're to live our lives. Indeed, in Aristotle's case, having to do with the systematic development of an explanatory science of biology, and furthermore of what it means to be a human being. We're going to be talking about some of these topics, but perforce we're not going to be able to talk about all of them. So this is, finally, a selective course of lectures with a selective interest in this, that, and another thing. And once again, then, what I'm hoping is that you will find, upon reading Aristotle, for example, on ethics, that you will be moved then to want to go back and think about what Aristotle had to say about politics as well, and perhaps even what he had to say about the explanation of why animals have the parts that they have. All right, so much by way of a general introduction. Now, in this first lecture, what we're going to do is talk a little bit about Plato. But I want to say a few special introductory words about Plato, because Plato is a difficult philosopher to read. I want you to see that as a challenge and not as something that puts you off reading him. But he is difficult. Part of that difficulty is due to the fact that he wrote in Greek. And of necessity, any translation that we read and that we talk about will be both an interpretation and, as you know about translations, a slightly misleading one at that.